I remember one time when I was working at IBM, I was in charge of some of the most technological parts that they had, really. You could not misplace one. Back then, those parts were like tens of thousands of dollars for one. And my manager said, Dave Roberts, you're the man. And if you miss one part, they would bring in the entire IBM security force. And one day, it was in my era of subtraction. There were like 30 pieces missing. And I said, oh, back then, quote, oh my God. I thought about my job, my home, my bills, because they were not going to play with that. They were not some kind of espionage, you selling the parts. And so I did not say anything to anyone that day, but I went home, I couldn't sleep. My gut was churning. Oh, you never experienced that. All right, you hypocrites. My gut was churning. My mind was, what do I do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I didn't send those extra parts out. And of course, that morning, I did not get any sleep that night because I had to report that. You understand? So I got up that morning. My mind was troubled. I was troubled. You all hear me? And I feared the consequences. I feared walking in there telling that man, because my livelihood was based upon that job. And I said, yeah, you got to help me with this. And the first thing I did when I went back to work that morning, I got there early. And I went into that little room. It was locked. It was separated. No one had a key but myself and the manager. I went in that little room and I said, I'm going to start from the beginning of the logs. I had my calculator, I began to subtract, and all of a sudden I saw where I made the mistake. And my heart was filled with revival and rejoicing. And I went back again and did it to make sure. Went back again and did it to make sure. Went back again and it was right. And of course, when I came out of there, I came out with a different step. I walked differently. My attitude was different. I walked different because I knew the parts were there. And my job was not in jeopardy. I feared the consequences. Do you not understand having that mentality? And I fear not, yeah, the consequences of blatantly defying what he commands me. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, hear somebody and say hallelujah. Something is twisted here. And this is not right. So don't tell me. We have fear of man. Yah says, my fear, it will make you rich, cause honor, and will cause the higher. In this life you will be alive. There will be a liveliness in you, brothers and sisters. And not only that, but life keeps you alive. It is this Torah that keeps us alive. It's the living power of the Torah that keeps us alive. Listen to this carefully. It says in Sirach, in the Apocrypha. It says in Sirach. It says, the fear of Yahweh delights the lev and give gladness and joy and long life. That's what the fear of Yah does. Does that have any profound implications there? Yeah. It sounds just like what I read from Mishlei. Yeah. It's in Sirach 1:10. The fear of Yah delights the lev. See, because you know you're attending to life. When you fear Yahweh, you're attending to life. Yeah. When you don't fear Yahweh, you're not attending to life. We know, you understand, I was talking, I don't recall which brother. I think it was Brother Dale. We were talking. I said, brother, 2 years ago, the man said he would make that pond of ours. He would redo it down there. He would charge us $15,000. Of course, at that time, that was an excellent price. I said to Brother Dale, it was he. I said, we're looking at probably $20,000 now. I said, but we must do it, my brother. For one thing, it is nothing but for the water. And to have it deep and dug deep. Why? Because the drought. We need rain here now. I see the drought. If nothing else, son, we can have water to pump on the seed. We need this living water. We need to be planted by the rivers of waters, by the rivers of living water, don't we? So we need to have the waters on the seed. And if the rain doesn't come, send down the rain. Yeah. Let the rain of your Ruach fall on Israel. Hallelujah. That we must rely upon the substance that He has already written in us. And that is the power of His Torah. We must draw from that. And so I said, the wells, the deep earth, and the water is needed. Of course, we're going to stock it right too. Bluegill, bass. I said, whereby you can even put a boat on that. I said, it's worth it, sir. We're going to get that done because we need the water. Sure we do. You were spitting that on that? Well, it's important. Hallelujah. For the earth is drying. Man is abusing everything. Deceiving the clouds. Because they get not the rain. And China is telling everyone that there will be no dust there for the Olympics. One of the most extravagant displays of sexual perverseness in all the earth, what we call the Olympiads. Do you hear me? That's all it is. It's named after the god Olympias. That's why Shaul said, physical exercise profit little, Yokohan. But the power of Torah guarding is great gain. He said, that doesn't make you excellent in the power of Yah's truth. One of the most extravagant displays of wickedness is in that. And China said, they have a tremendous dust storm over there. They say, we will not have that. What are you going to do? We're going to see the clouds and it's going to rain first. And then we're going to dry the clouds out. Russia said last year on May Day, said, we're going to have a clear blue sky in Moscow. They see the clouds and the sky was clear blue too. Hallelujah. So the wickedness of man that defies the Torah of Yah. When we walk in the light of the Torah of Yah, then there's sufficient rain. There's much. And we are paying. Why should a man complain when he suffer for transgressing the Torah? We have done that. You think, well, all we have done over the many years, keeping Sunday, denying the name, and not doing that. You think we're not going to reap that, brothers and sisters? We are fools if we think we're not going to reap that. We're going to reap that. And we're reaping that. And the land of the wicked, we're reaping it. Hallelujah. I just want that seed to expire. I want this new seed to begin to germinate. And begin to shoot out shoots and things like that. I go by the garden. I walk down the rows yesterday and I saw those beans. And they were dressed, those peas. I say, dress it right. That looks real nice. I walk down those rows and see those cabbages straightened out and standing upright. That's all right. Hallelujah. The broccoli and all it. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And so I want the seed of this tzedekah. The tzedekah, the righteousness of Yah, began to cause the evergreen or the ever-refreshing flow of His power in my life that I can begin to eat from the dynamics of that fruit. And the more I eat from that, it began to produce even a more excellent fruit. And the more you eat from that excellent fruit, a more excellent fruit, and a more excellent fruit, that's what it does. So it's the fear of Yah that delights the Lev. That's what delights the Lev. When a man knows that he's walking under the Mishra of Yah, it makes one's Lev rejoiceful. You tell me you don't get a sense of, quote, self-righteousness, when you do something that is right to someone, brother, sister, doesn't make you feel nice, unquote. Come on, brothers and sisters. So it's the fear of Yah that rejoices, or cause the Lev to delight. When you do right by Yah, because you fear Yah, you're not going to do wrong by your brother, your sister. You're not going to do wrong above all by Yahweh. You're not going to defy what He commands us. Come on, my friends. We must obey Yah. Why? Because every word is pure, isn't it? Every word of Yah is pure. Every word of Yah is pure. Was that written in the Old Testament or the Renewed Covenant? That's written in the old book. His word has not changed. Yah said He changed not. That's why we as Israel, the sons of Yaakov, are not consumed. He has not changed. His Torah has not changed. Neither has His name. His name is beautiful. It's excellent. Hallelujah. Over 1,200 scriptures that talks about His name, the beauty of it, and the excellence of it. The memorial of His name. My hallelujah. And you want to call Him some damnable God? To hell with every God. Damn every God, Yah. Every God is a dog, and I say it that way. God, good, they all are demons of hell. Is Shatan a God? Is he a demon of hell? Well, every God is that way. If that's the expression of him, Yahweh cannot be that. And if that title only goes to Yah, then that's all right. But it does not just associate Yah. All right? There's only one that has his name, and that's him. And in that name, you find his Yahshua, Yahshua. And I don't fear saying that even of some repercussion from Yah. He's going to honor me because I don't feel what this damnable wicked world thinks. To hell with every God, damn every God. I lift up Yah, that name. To hell with every God, they're dogs. Zeus is a god. Is he a dog? Mars is a god. You all get fearful of that? I don't get fearful. There's only one excellent and almighty one. And if the message of the power of this truth be hidden because of the God of this world, that's what scripture says. You can try to spell it with a lowercase g or a high case, it makes no difference. Because the Hebraic and the Greek language is all written in what we call capitals. All those letters are the same. That's the Hebraic. That's the Paleo-Hebrew right there. It's all the same. There's no small, no vowels in there. Come on, that's Yahweh. Y-H-W-H, that's what that is right there. It's the same. All letters big and bold. Hallelujah. And so they are not God. They are gods. Because Yah is not one. Hallelujah. He is set apart, brothers and sisters. He will not give his honor unto Shaitan. Hallelujah. His honor is in his son, Yeshua, the living power of his word. Let us get the fear of Yah. You get that fear of Yah, that Yara of Yah, you begin to delight in Yah because you realize how awesome he is. Our Abba, what an awesome Abba he is. He reigns from heaven above. He is awesome. He wants you to understand that. And when you understand that, it's almost like a giddish child. Hallelujah. You all don't look at some of the children when their parents come. That's the way he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Get giddish and just. He wants us acting like that. I watch, I observe things because they have great ramifications in our spiritual walk. Just watch till the children when daddy and mama come. And watch how they respond. Hallelujah. I've seen it around here. I've seen them run. I've seen them just. I've seen that. And that's the way it is with Yah. He is awesome, brothers and sisters. We cannot relegate him with the gods of the world. We cannot confine him to what we call Christendom. He is confined to his Torah, to his Emet. That's what it is. We don't have light because we don't hold fast what he commands us. We must have the fear of Almighty Yahweh because it adds life unto us. And that is what the Torah exhorts us to do. That is what Moshe in the Torah exalted us. It has not changed because Solomon says, look, Proverbs, Mishlei 3:1, the wisdom of an avat unto the son, the aima, unto the daughter. It says this in Mishlei Proverbs 3:1. It says, my son, forget not my Torah. The wisdom of Yah tells us to forget not the Torah of the wisdom of Almighty Yah, but let your lev guard my mitzvah. Come on, brothers and sisters, you need to let your heart guard the mitzvah of Yah. Why? For length of days. Is that what it says? For length of days. How many of y'all want length of days? I do. For length of days, and what kind of life? Long life, long life, long life, and what? Shalom shall it what? Shall it add, like Hezekiah, it adds unto one's life. When he obeyed the Torah of Yeshua, he was added unto his days. When he obeyed the Torah of Yah, it adds unto our lives. We would have been dead, brothers and sisters, many of us. It adds. When you add, you say 1 + 1 = 2. Is that right? So if you just got one along, it's just one, isn't it? But it says that it adds, it adds, it adds, A-D-D. There's a multiplicity there. It adds, it prolongs. Isn't this what the enemy has taught us not to obey? And we're dying. Why not? Why? Give yourself not over to much wickedness, nor to much foolishness. Why die ye before your time? The damnable Easter bunnies and the damnable wickedness, that's a lie from hell. Their sons are dying, their daughters are dying, they're dying in their puberty, they're dying in any enrichments of Yah, because they're given over unto the children of hell. They've given them to Moloch and to Mocham. That's what that is, brothers and sisters. They're sacrificing their minds to hell. They're giving them over unto hell. That's exactly what they are doing. And I'm telling you the truth. It is wicked. It is vile. And I preach like this all the time. I told you, I had a brother to call me. He said, Pastor Roberts, he was going to join his kin folks in the Easter meal. He doesn't celebrate it. He's going to join them because this is his way of teaching the Torah truth. I say, my brother, I will not sit down to something that is that damnable to damn my soul. Sacrifice to hell. The ham, the muffins, the bread. I say, I will not damn. I say, that is abominable. It is vile. I say, that's an offering. Sacrifice unto hell. You cannot eat that. And I talk like this too. So they sit down with that damned of a ham. That's the truth. You're all awful quiet. Maybe some of you ate some ham biscuits on last week. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to participate. I love y'all. So I delight in his Torah. Hallelujah. When I wake up, his Torah, his truth is in my lap. That's just the truth. I'm not saying this to be boastful. It makes me happy. Sometimes I take a little nap and I wake up and I just rejoice. And I sit there and I told her, Yah, I told her, Yah, for life and all of your abundance, your beauty. I really do, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I really do. It makes my heart fat. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. It really does. And I'm not saying that to shine a light on me. I'm telling you that to shine the light on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for length of days and long life and shalom shall they add. A-D-D add to you. We're not 15 years add to Hezekiah. Come on, my brother and sister. He adds long life unto us. Come on, mama, you walk in what Yah says. I don't give a damn what kinfolk say. You walk in what the Torah says. He will add unto you. I don't care how your body feel. You do what Yah says, he will add. I believe that. I don't care what they say, the religious perverts of hell saying you're wrong. They are wrong. He adds. This is what the word of Yah says. The wisdom, the experience of Yah. And you experience that by God. The mitzvah, the Torah of Yah. You will fight for him. You live. For him you die. You will live for the word and you will die because of it. I said to Yah, I want to speak today very quietly and subdue. I just cannot. Then I spoke to myself, I cannot do it. But I want to do it that way. I honestly do. I think it's so poetic when I listen to the brothers and their voice and the way they express things. But I'm just ignorant when it comes to that. I just cannot, even though I want to, that you may get the fullness of this understanding. You will get it. It adds to you, mama. It's not the Baptist whole house that adds. It's not that. It's what the word of Yah says. This what this is. Either the truth or it's a lie. You either going to trust in this or you going to trust in David Roberts' way. I'm going to trust in this. He says, for length of days, for long life, shalom, they add to you. Well, my brother, that's the Old Testament. Don't they read the Psalm 23 for every time they bury a wicked one? Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't they pull from that? Were they looking for comfort for the family? Don't they pull from that book? So I speak comfort to you today, mama. This is the comfort of Yahweh right here. Forget not the Torah of Yah. Forget all the religious ways. Forget the Pentecostal and the Baptist ways. Because they're ways of Horam. Forget the little whole house on the corner. Little storefront. Forget their ways. Their ways are not of Yah. He said, for the wisdom of Yah, it teaches you not to forget the Torah of Yah. And let your heart guard the mitzvah. These are the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yah. They add to you. And I'm going to guard them. I'm a soldier. Hallelujah. I found myself, I had the little boys out the other day. Sister Roberts had the girls, I had the boys. I said, boys, you all get in front of me because I need to see you all. Hallelujah. You all stay in front of me. And so I had them dressed right and covered down. They look at me smiling 4 inches all around. Dressed right and covered down. 40 inches all around. You laugh. We're soldiers. The army. There's a soldier guard. Who been in the military? And they put you on guard duty, don't they? Oh, I love guard duty. I had a sweet mind. My top, he looked, I don't know why the man liked me, but he liked me. First of all, I could play basketball. And he loved basketball. DR, you going to shoot that ball? Yes, sir, for you. And that guard duty, you may have 2 days on and 3 or 4 days off. You may work 12 hours, off for 12, work 12, off for 12, work 12, and they have 4 days off. That's real sweet. And so when you had guard duty, you had to be polished and spit shine. Your boots had to be tip top. And so when the officer come through, you had to salute. That's all right. I'm thinking about the days that I will have off after that. You may have to work Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then you off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, I like the guard duty. Didn't mind that. Not one bit at all. So we must guard the mitzvah. We guard them. And you had to inspect every car that came in. You looked in? All right. You saw the officers come? You knew that they were legit. You just simply. Everything had to be, your step and everything had to be. See, you couldn't just get up there and just like that. Like it meant nothing. You just. No, you have to be sharp and crisp. You have to salute sharp. Boom. You couldn't just do your finger like this. You had to hold your fingers like this. Everything had to be precise. Then you had to literally stand out there, you know, especially when they're going in and out, when work, you knew that the time of work was over. You just couldn't stand out there like this and say, come on. No, you had to stand at attention somewhat. Sharp. You have to stand there. But you have the days off. You look forward to that. See, I'm looking forward to the kingdom. Bless. Hallelujah. So I'm going to guard this mitzvah. I'm going to guard what he said. Hallelujah. 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 Yeshua made a profound statement. I want to tell you something. It's in Lucas. I want to read this. Lucas 12, 15. Hallelujah. It says in Lucas 12, 15. Yeshua said, he said to them, Shulishiams, and those around him, he said, I want you to take heed. Beware of covetousness. He said, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And that's not life, brothers and sisters. Lucas 12, 15. He said, take heed now. Listen to me. Beware of covetousness. See, that's what covetousness is. It tells you what you possess, you're living. It's not the higher of Yah. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. That's not the life of Yah. My day, the whole world today loses soul. What has he gained? That's not the life of Yah. And that is what this thing we call Christianity teaches today. That is life. Having abundance. Having 5 cars and 3 houses. Slave on the system. No time for Yah. But a man's life consists not in the abundance. That's not life. A man's life consists of the obedience unto Yah. That's what it is. All the whole houses teach that. It is diametrically opposed to even what the Torah teaches. Is not this what the Torah teaches? That our lives, it consists of loving Yah? Yeshua did not go astray from that. He said, man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possess. That's not a man's life. That's a false illusion. The life of Yah is in the power of our obedience and submissiveness unto the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And we must do that, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Is that what you have? As Evangelist Horn would often say, and he has been proven to be right, he's never seen a hearse or U-Haul following the hearse. There's nothing that goes in that tomb. There's nothing that's going to benefit you. Period. Nothing. You can put a diamond ring in there, it's worth nothing. Grave robbers are going to come steal that. They'll dig the grave up and get it. It means nothing. So man's life consists not in the abundance of things. So the enemy wants us to think that because we have, we're living the life, we're living death. We are a living death. We are a living life. A man's life consists of obeying the Torah of Almighty Yah and obeying what Yahweh commands us. That's life. Walking in the wisdom, and that wisdom is you've experienced the Torah and the Mitzvah of Yah. You've experienced the beauty of what Yah says, that we remember the Shabbat and keep it kodosh, keep it kadosh, and he barak the Shabbat and set it apart. We know we know the blessings of that. We know the Shabbat Shalom of Yah. We know what the Shabbaton is. And the more you walk in it, you experience that, and it began to develop the wisdom and the mindset and the thought of how you think, how you act, and how you walk, and you began to delight in the wonderful revival of one's mind and one's life in the obedience unto Yah. Shabbat is his day. Hallelujah. And it is the seventh day. Not these land dogs saying it is the lunar. I'm going to finish up my books. I must do it. Even with the newsletter, I'm beginning to send that out now. There are things that I must do, because there are those that are contacting us from all over, and the things that they are perplexed by, they must be answered. Someone must stand in the gap. Hallelujah. That's why the brothers say you must be strong men. You must carry the weight. You cannot be shallow. You daughters of Tanzania, you must pray. You must lay aside your little petty, childish ways. And stand in the gap. You brothers must be strong men, not cowardice men that run at the flea or the dropping of a hat. We have a job to do. We have a mission. We have a duty to keep. We have a responsibility unto Yah. It can be based upon our little juvenile, fractious ways that are so immature and petty, that is based upon our little emotional, demented minds. Must be based upon the instructions and the commands of Yah. Makes no difference whether you love me or not. Hallelujah. And strong man that stand in the gate with the sword of Yah, the word of Yah drawn. They can draw it from the inward parts and battle against the powers of hell. I don't want nobody preaching to me but this way. Preach to me this way. Hallelujah. Don't preach to me no other way. I will. Do the Yah. There's a profound utterance in the Apocrypha, and I want to read it. It's from Baruch. And check in Baruch. Listen. And as Baruch, as he sought Yah for the interpretation of the wisdom of this apocalyptic event that was about to take place. And so he sought Yah and the wisdom of Yah. Listen to this in 2 Baruch 38:1. He says, and I prayed, and I said, O Yahweh, the sovereign ruler, you are the one who has always enlightened those who conduct themselves with understanding. And look at what he says now. He says, your Torah is life, and your wisdom is the right way. How do I know that? Well, he says in Mishlei 3:1, my son, forget not my Torah, but guard my Mitzvah. For length of days, long life, and shalom shall they add. So this what Baruch utters, it has great spiritual implications. Hallelujah. He said, now show me the explanation of this vision. You know that my nephesh, my soul, has always been associated with your Torah, and that I did not depart from your wisdom in my earliest days. For he said, my strength and my assurance has always come from the Torah. That is where assurance comes from the Torah of Yah, Yahshua. You have no life of Torah without Yahshua the witness. None. None whatsoever. He is the power of the life of Torah. The words that he speaks, they are ruach. They are spirit. And they are hayah. they are the life of Yah, because He is the life of Yah. And who can explain His life better than Him but Yah? And His word explains that life to us. That this life is what we should live. It's Yah's life in us. That the kingdom is mine. We understanding the beauty of this life, as we delight in our love in this life, we know that the kingdom blessing is beyond any descriptive superlatives that we can muster from our vocabulary to express the dynamics and the power of the kingdom. And that's what we can do. Like Miriam, we can pick up the tabernacle and we can dance and sing and shout. That's why there's always a melody and a song in your heart to sing. I'm going to keep that in me. Do you all understand that? I'm going to keep it in me. Hallelujah. Because I want to see the face of Yahshua. I'm living for that. Nothing else but looking on His beautiful countenance and say, hallelujah. How I got over. How I got over. For my nephesh look back and say, Ma, I delighted in the Torah of Yah. The Torah of Yah is not insignificant, brothers and sisters. And that's why Shaitan has raised up this Isabel known as the church to spout a false doctrine of hell. Hallelujah. Even as a young man, there were things that I will always question, did not know the answer. But it's one thing that I can say, Yah has never let me wrong. I have gone in ways that were not conducive, but Yah suffered that. He suffered that. He allowed Israel to wander 40 years, but He had a place for Israel. And He suffered that. He has suffered many things that we have encountered and do, but now He calls us all, when we hear the truth, don't harden your love, but repent and acknowledge that it is the truth. We must, and we have to, because if we don't, woe unto us. Your Torah is life. And the wisdom of Yah is the right way. That's the way. Your experience with Yah is in His Torah. How can you say that, preacher? Well, if Yah commands you here to remember in the Mitzvah that His Torah is written and everything in His Torah is based upon His Mitzvah, His commands to Israel. If He tells you to remember the Shabbat and keep it Kadosh, then that's your wisdom. That's your experience with Him. So when you keep the Shabbat, you begin to experience this favor with Yahweh. You began to experience this wonderful interaction and this beauty of fellowship with Him. That's what it is. And that's the wisdom. It is a profound experience. That's why children, you think Teshua can tell her daddy things about life? What she knows about life is comic book. Her father experienced bills, trials, opposition. Our world has been based around laughter and frivolity. What can she tell this man about the constitution of life? Nothing. What can we tell Yah about the constitution of life? Nothing. But His Torah can teach us. And we must hear what the Torah teaches us. The law. The instructions of Yah. They add to us, brothers and sisters. They don't take from us. But they will add to us. For your Torah is life and your wisdom is the right way. Now I want to delve into another aspect of this life. Now the scripture talks about in Bereshit, in the Bereshit or the Bereshit of all things in Genesis 2 and 9. It says this emphatically. It says in Bereshit 2:9, and out of the ground, out of the Adaman, made Yahweh to grow every tree. Does it say that? It said He made out of the ground to grow every tree. That is, look now, that is pleasant to the sight, and that it was tov for food. Everything that He grew, every tree, it was pleasant, and it was absolutely magnificent for food, including the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of tov and evil.
So he put both of the trees there in the garden, and they all were pleasant to look upon. He said every tree, did he not say? Or some of the trees? Did he say every tree was pleasant to look upon? Did he say every tree was tough for food? But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, we have eaten. It's great to understand the wickedness in the world. It is a wonderful thing to understand the evilness. But we must understand the life of Yah, and we must eat from the tree of life. That is not a by distant thing. It is a now thing. And I want to show us this in the Torah, in the book that you have before you. Turn quickly to Gileana, Revelation 2. And verse 7, who can eat from the tree of life? Are there those that can eat from the tree? Sure they are. Sure they are. There are those that can eat from the tree of life. It says in Revelation, Gileada, chapter 2, verse 7. First of all, he that hath ear, you must have an ear to hear. Hear, O Israel, the mitzvah of life. You must have an ear to hear. Then you must shemak. You must hear what the Ruach says unto the assembly of the congregation. He says to you that Yakol, you that overcome, that endure, you that have the power, that is able, that have the strength of the Torah. Now that is what overcoming is, you Yakol. You that Yakol. You must overcome your flesh and the Torah of your flesh. You must yakol. First of all, you must hear. You must have the ability to hear what the Ruach speaks. You must know that it is the Ruach that is speaking. Well, Pastor Roberts, that meant when it's all over. No, this meant for now. For the word of Yah is a very present help. When? In the time of trouble now. Are we in trouble time? Are we in a time of trouble? So is his word a very present help now? And I will show you the power or the fruit of the tree that was in the garden with Adam. It says, he that Yakol, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Yahweh. Has he not made us to sit down with him in heavenly places? Is that not the paradise of Yah? Can we not sit down in heavenly places with Yahweh? Is that not his paradise unto us, brothers and sisters? That's the paradise of Almighty Yahweh. We sit down with him. So we that overcome, we that have the ability to hear, we that hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks unto the congregation, we that Yakul endure, we have the strength and the might of the Torah. And we will eat from this tree. And I want to show you the pattern of this tree. It's in the book. I know we don't read because we just don't love him. We don't study his book of love. Hallelujah. And that is just the truth. Hallelujah. It is just the truth. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 3. I want you to hear this. Mishlei 3:13. Hallelujah. And scripture says 3:13. Esha, or happy, is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. Wisdom, the hukmah, and understanding the binah of Yah. He said, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than the rubies. And all the things you can desire cannot be compared to her. Is that profound? Listen to me, brother. Please hear what the word of Yah says. Why? Because it says what? Length of days is in her right hand. Is in the right hand of Yah pleasure evermore? So this is the right hand of Yah to you. The wisdom. In her right hand is length of days. In her left hand, what? Riches and honor. Did I not just read that to us? Riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness. Is that the truth? And all, not some, but all cold, all of her paths are what? Shalom. She is what? She is what? She is what? Tree of life. Was that tree in the midst of the garden?
Can we eat from this tree today in the midst of Yah's paradise? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Talk to me. For she is the tree of life. 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 She is. She is. Well, Pastor Robert, no, that's for us to eat now. The hukmah, the wisdom of Yah. She is the tree of life. To them that lay hold of her, and happy is everyone that what? You see, that's why you're not happy. You're eating from the putrefied tables of puchery. Toto, my brother. Happy is everyone. Not some, but happy is everyone that what? Retains her. So you're not happy because you don't retain her. You hear it, but you do not retain it. I will. This is the book. Hallelujah. This is not some preacher's theology. This is simplicity of the book. As Bishop would say, this is in the book. This is not my theology. This is what the book says. And that is so, it is a simplicity. Brother Nathan, did you just understand what I read? You did. That even a young man child can understand. Is he in the book? She is the tree of life. In the midst of the garden was the tree of life. She is the tree of life. What is the wisdom of Yah but the experience with our HaMashiach? We eat from the fruit of the loins of Yahshua, what is part in his blood. We must eat that. And in that we have the life of Yah. What is that? Every words. Come on, my friends. That's why we must pray, Yah, raise up the men that will stand. I don't care who he is. I want to hear the brother. And when he speaks, I will stand by the man. We will give offerings and gifts for the works of Yah to go forth in an excellent way. Sure we will. She is the tree of life to them that lay hold to her. And that's the only thing that Yah had to do. Adam. Did not Yah speak wisdom to him? Only thing he had to do is lay hold to that tree. For in that tree was the wisdom of Yah. Hallelujah. Was the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. So we must lay hold to her, brothers and sisters. And we lay hold to the wisdom of Yah, we are happy. You're not going to be happy. Esha, Esha, Esha. Happy are we if we lay hold to that tree of life and we retain her. That's the tree of life. That's the tree of life. For the Siddiqah of Yah is the tree of life. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to eat from the righteousness of Yah. Look what Solomon said. Now this is a matter of wisdom, was he not? He says in Mishlei 11:30, you will know whether you are eating from the tree. He says in Proverbs 11:30, it says, the fruit of Sadiq, of righteous, is what? A tree of life. It is the tree of life. And he that wins souls is what? So Yah wins souls. He wins nefesh. He wins men, does he not? Has he not won you, man? Has he not won you, woman? Come on, is he wise? Is not Yah wise? So his wisdom, if you eat from that, then you eat. His Siddiqah is the tree of life. Did not Yahshua come in the Siddiq or the Siddiqah of Yah? Was he not, and is he not the tree of life? Do we not eat the living bread today? Is that not the bread that sustains us? It's not a by-and-by thing. You must hear, brothers and sisters. Listen to me carefully. You that are listening by the live stream, to hell with all the religious doctrine. Let them go to hell. Don't buy their lying, devious, dark doctrines. Get out of these Jezebel houses. Don't hear these lies from these perpetrators of hell. They don't care for you. They don't love you. When a man doesn't love the Torah of Yah, he doesn't love the Mitzvah of Yah, he is a liar. He doesn't care for you. I don't care what you think. When he compromised the truth of Yah, well, brother, you know, I understand. Yes, but that. They're liars. I want the truth to expose me. I want to be saved. I don't know about you. I want to make it in. I want the truth to expose me. Expose me, Yah. Make me naked that everybody here can see me. And they will be ashamed of my nakedness. Say, man, look at, hallelujah. Nakedness is not a pretty thing, is it? You look at your own physical self, you know it's not a pretty thing, all right? I don't care how cupcake you think you are, it is not a pretty thing. Nakedness is ugly. Hallelujah. Je te suis. Yeah, it is the tree of life. It is the tree of life. That's why I reminded us on scripture truth that we must flee the presence of a fool. Because there's nothing but death in their mouths. It says in Mishkli in the 15th chapter. 15th chapter verse 4. It says this. A wholesome or a mape, a wholesome tongue is what? A what? It is a tree of life. You find a tongue that exercises the Torah of Yah. You find a fool, they bring death. But a mape, a wholesome tongue. You find these silly women, silly men. I despise a silly woman with laughter and frivolity on them. I hate that. I hate it more than anything. That's one, to me, one of the most detestable things. I can deal with a drunk woman than a silly woman. I hate silly women. I say it. I hate a silly woman of folly and laughter. I see a drunk woman. I say, what's wrong, honey? I can deal with that. But a silly woman, all this loud laughter. I hate it. I hate it. I hate a foolish man just full of folly and laughter. But a silly woman is worse than that. It is. Got you woke up over there, huh, mama? I hate a silly woman. I hate it. I despise it. I hate it. What are you? I'm a man. That's what I am. I hate a silly woman of laughter. It's one of the most horrendous. And that's what the world has done to all the women. You can hear them a mile away laugh. Sometimes I'm in the store and I look at them on cell phone and I just look at them. Yeah, girl, you know. You pig. I don't answer cell phones in places. Unless I'm in Lowe's. That's the only place. In a store like that. But in Walmart and all that. They're lies. Ignorant, stupid, cancerous, radiation in their mind. They're stupid. This world got as stupid as hell. Fool heads. This better got a sale talking about what? Nothing. I've had one for 15 years, and I guarantee you, Sister Horn, total, I have not put total 100 hours on it. I guarantee you that. I guarantee it. Silliness. All this radiation, this. You know, there's highly esteemed among the world, isn't it? Yeah. Is there something wrong with it? And you want to put that thing in your head on it? Yeah. You're awful quiet, huh? Pack of hypocrites. It's a folly instrument. What do you use for business? Take care of business. Rodolphus, you got that from... Okay, all right, brother. All right, shalom. Ain't long. Brother James, stop by and get me... Brother, will you stop by? Please, where are you? Pastor Roberts, I'm coming down 601. That's all right. Stop there by Lowe's. Get me two of the apple ciders. Apple cider now. I want that. Yes, sir. Okay, that's it. Causing cancer, tumors, the minds. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. This wicked world can tell you what they're doing to you, raping the hell out of us. And we are just ignorant as hell. Or you see the little knucklehead kids with them not talking. What are they going to tell me? Every kind of wicked thing, texting and they're dying. The parents thinking they're doing something wonderful. You don't get one here, boys. Hallelujah. It's stupid. Isn't that amazing? Because parents can do stuff like that when I give y'all a nickel. You hear me? Hypocrites. They want them to look well, but they won't get y'all a dime. There are folks that send offerings in here from all over. Brother sent an offering from Australia, tremendous offering. all the way from down under. And he had to get an exchange, and he sent it all cash too. Hallelujah. And he says, bless the brothers and all those of Teshua Victory Community. Brother Jeff and his family. 26,000 miles away. Hallelujah. So Israel is scattered abroad. For the Tzedekah, we must put on the cloak of Tzedekah. A wholesome tongue, it is the tree of life. But perverseness therein is the breach of the Ruach. You know what a breach is? We saw that down in the, we saw when the levees broke. That's a breach. That's a breach. And so when there's a breach in the Ruach, did every kind of thing flow out of you? Can I show an example of that? Here it is, someone speaking to you spiritual things, and all of a sudden you allow a breach. You just gonna break out and your flesh breaks out. You will say anything, you will react anyway, you will do anything, you will respond anyway. You ever done that? You don't care what comes out of your mouth. When you find someone does that, they are rotten as hell. They're rotten. There's a breach, it's rottenness. And when that breach happens, you know that someone's rotten. Why? When you do that, you're a rotten thing. Man, you are a wicked, rotten thing. You're a rotten thing, woman. I don't take it back. You're rotten. You're rotten. You do that to your sisters and brothers, you are a rotten thing. You are very rotten. The Mopay. A wholesome tongue. You eat from the wholesome tongue, then that's life. That's life. It's life that flows from one that speaks that way. A wholesome, not just a wicked tongue, but a mapay tongue is a tree of life. But when that tongue is evil and perverse, therein is a breach in the ruach. The levees break. And that flesh will break. Now, you think about your worst moment, how you've shown up. Well, I'm just going to tell you. And you foam in your mouth. Mouth gets white in the corners. Nasty looking. Breath gets to smelling like hog dung. You're all awful quiet, huh? Must have experienced that. Huh? Sweep around my front door, yeah. He's sweeping, isn't he? You haven't experienced life. Do we do it Yah's way? Get that putrefied mess in your mouth in the corners. Eyes begin to, dilation of your pupil began to become smaller. You look like a crazy thing out of hell. Oh, you dignified ones, you can sit all you want to, but Yah, he speaks to Yisrael. He corrects Yisrael. So he got you, honey. You can run, but this sword is gonna cut your dress off your butt. You can try to get by, but I got your skirt, honey. You can try to hide it under your armor, your veneer, man, but I got something for you. This sword. Yeah, sword then. You have the sword of the rock. It's gonna cut too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is the wholesome tongue, brothers and sisters. That's why the enemy doesn't want us. That's why he's training the minds not to talk wholesome today. I say to my wife, there are things she will say, and I will correct her immediately. Of course, she would allow her emotions to displace her, but it makes me no difference. I say, now think about what you said. Now think, hold up. Think what you just said. Think about it. Oh, absolutely, I'm going to do that. For that's part of my body. Why would I let the body decay? Oh, I will, my brother, Toda. I say, think about what I said. Think about it. Listen. No. Listen to you. Listen to me. You listen to me. We're going to be judged by every idle word. So wholesome tongue, the wholesome tongue, the mape tongue, it is a tree of life. Is not the tongue of Yahshua tree of life? Do we not eat the words that he spoke unto Israel? That's what we must eat from a wholesome tongue, not the tongue of a fool. Well, you find perverseness in that tongue, it will say everything. You will find that thing, a breach coming in, and he will raise hell. He will act like a fool out of the dark dungeons of hell. She will act like a Jezebel out of the gutters of darkness. I will. Don't ask for the strength to press on, my brother. He's going to set us all right. He's going to set us by it in order. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad to. I'm glad that He's going to do that. Let me finish up here. There's so much to this, all right? We're talking about life now. And not Fred Price life or a creeping dollar, a penny hen, but what the Torah teaches of life. Hallelujah. We're talking about that. That life. The life of Yah. Hallelujah. And so we must have this wholesome tongue. It is a tree of life. And there is nothing else that exemplifies that greater than this tongue that speaks Torah. And that is what a tongue that is a mape tongue, the tongue of Torah. It must be a tongue of the Torah. I'm going to stop there because I don't want to get into the next portion, which is the fountain. You must understand the fountain that you're drinking from, that we may sustain this living, viable power of the life of HaMashiach in us. So I'm going to stop right there. All right? May Yah strengthen us. May His wisdom rest upon Yisrael. May He cause us to delight mightily in the Imatz, His truth, that we declare with the consensus of agreement, Omein, unto Yah. We brought Him today for all things. And for everything that He is doing, I take great delight in all that Yah is doing for Yisrael. It makes my life so fat. For I see the hand of Yah among Yisrael. May the spirit of Yeshua, come on, Brother Pat, rest upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We greet you all where you're listening from. May Yah bless you all where you're listening from. We do barak you all. So I barak Yah for his people. Let's get it. Hallelujah. I really do, brothers and sisters. Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening, our friends and our enemies as well. Shalom Yisrael. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all sisters, and sing. Hallelujah. Todayah. Come on, Todayah. Come on, you all can do better than that. Todayah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is for you, our friends and our listeners, wherever you're listening from. May I brach you all. Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 For we delight in the Shabbaton, Omaniyah. We rock you for all things. Yahshua's mighty name. Touch all Israel. Take each one home safely, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. And keep our minds set on thee. Bless all those that join us today in the live broadcast. Yahshua's mighty name. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.